And then I left there and I went to the AT&M, which was a very small railroad. But I stayed with them 30 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And I went, I was rate clerk and payroll clerk. I had various jobs, you know, but I was promoted from one to the other.
Yes, ma'am. Are they still in business now?
No, the Frisco boss. It's Frisco AT&M. You know, the St. Louis, San Francisco.
Yes, ma'am.
Out of St. Louis. They don't have a passenger service here.
I see. Has there always been good railroad service here?
Well, always. Until now, they've cut them out. No passenger service, you know.
Oh.
None out of here at all. They're trying to bring it back to a certain extent. They've been having excursions like to Pensacola.
Yes, ma'am.
And they take over in the morning and bring it back that evening. And I think they had one to New Orleans, but I'm not sure. But of course, everybody goes by bus now, mostly. All these tours, you know, consist of buses.
Yes, ma'am.
They just all, they go and come in a day. Like down on the coast in Biloxi and Gulfport and Pascagoula. You've heard about Pascagoula, haven't you?
Well, what did you?
Pascagoula is a shipbuilding place.
Oh, I see.
They have that industry down there.
Yes, ma'am.
There's lots of possibilities, of course, to Mobile being a seaport town. Now, have you seen our docks?
I've just seen what I can see from the street. Do they let you go down there?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was in Galveston, Texas, and they won't let you go on the docks down there.
Well, as far as I know, you can go.
I would like to see them in operation.
Well, call up to make sure. If they'll buy you, but I'm pretty sure they will. Well, Miss Simpson could tell you.
I'm sure that's pretty interesting.
Oh, it is. They have a green elevator, and of course you see, the bananas are shipped here from Cuba, and then they are sent around to the different locations around here, because we don't raise bananas in abundance here.
Yes, ma'am.
And coal is mined, is sent on barges across, I think, to like Honduras and places like that.
Yes, ma'am.
And lumber used to be shipped to Cuba, but I don't know about now.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose they don't provide Mobile with a great deal of...
Wait.
Yes, ma'am.
They do. But so much of that now, it used to be handled altogether by what they used to call roustabouts. That was mostly colored.
Oh.
And they'd wait for very little, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And they would haul the bananas on the shoulder off the boats. And then they'd put them in refrigerator cars and ship them.
To ask you a little bit about your parents. Do you know where your father was born?
Yeah, Chestertown, Maryland.
Chestertown?
That's where you could put Baltimore, because it's right out from Baltimore.
I see.
You're taking my history. You ain't taking the history of Mobile.
Well, I just wanted to get a little background.
This ain't going knows. In the paper, is it?
No, ma'am. Not at all.
All right.
We don't even use people's names. Did he, when did he move down here?
Well, now I can't tell you that. I would say somewhere in the 1890s, I know, but...